From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, January 8th. Coming up, we'll hear from a best-selling author and national political commentator on the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol this week. We'll hear from Jonathan Alter in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The state of Illinois has recorded its 1 millionth case of COVID-19. More than 17,200 Illinoisans have now died from the virus. With 8,000 additional cases and 177 additional deaths, the state now has a 7-day average positivity rate of 8.5%, up from 7.6% a week ago. Illinois lawmakers return to Springfield today for the first time since May. At the top of their to-do list is addressing an ambitious agenda from black legislators. Tony Arnold reports.
Illinois' Black Caucus is proposing major changes to education, health care, and the criminal justice system. A 600-page proposal calls for ending cash bail, addressing how police are disciplined according to their union contracts, and forbidding sheriffs from purchasing military gear. Law enforcement opposes it. Chicago Democratic State Representative Cam Buckner is chairman of the Black Caucus.
This is going to be a very ambitious agenda. And while it's going to be a heavy lift, it's not just noble, it's necessary.
Security is expected to be tight at the Illinois Capitol, given this week's insurrection in Washington, D.C. I'm Tony Arnold.
Illinois' 16th District Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger is calling for President Trump's removal from office. Kinzinger posted a video statement to his Twitter account on Thursday that asked Vice President Mike Pence and members of the U.S. Cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment after Wednesday's breach of the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump supporters.
Here's the truth. The president caused this. The president is unfit, and the president is unwell. And the president must now relinquish control of the executive branch voluntarily or involuntarily.
Fellow Republican members of the Illinois congressional delegation have not publicly stated support for invoking the 25th Amendment. However, several have publicly denounced the violence that occurred at the Capitol that disrupted the electoral count process. The past 36 hours have been nothing short of traumatic. Scenes of violence at our nation's capital have left many Americans fearful for what's to come. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin has more on what psychologists recommend for those coping with the crisis.
Shock, frustration, anger, even numbness are completely normal emotions to be feeling right now. Speaking on the 21st show, clinical psychologist Cynthia Lubin-Langtu says not to ignore them.
I think sometimes what can happen is that we try to block feelings that feel like they might overwhelm us. But emotions are an important neurological response, and it's important that we allow ourselves to fully move through them. The only way through an emotion is through.
She says it's also normal to feel completely desensitized to what's going on. That's when it's time to take a break, she says.
Know when you hear things that are disturbing and they're no longer disturbing to you, that it's time for you to do something to take care of yourself.
While it's important to stay informed, Langtu says it's also important to prioritize your mental health. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County health officials announced two additional deaths due to the virus yesterday, bringing the total death toll to 92. The county also saw an increase of 122 COVID-19 cases, the most it's seen so far in the new year. There are more than 700 active cases in the county, and 23 residents are hospitalized. A little more than 6,000 initial doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been distributed in Champaign County. That number is up only slightly from Wednesday. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves a broader region, is currently treating 66 COVID patients. 14 of them are in the ICU. Still to come, the 21st show spoke with best-selling author and political commentator Jonathan Alter yesterday to get his thoughts on this week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. A portion of that conversation is next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. How will future historians write about the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol this week? The 21st show's Brian Mackey discussed that question and others with Jonathan Alter yesterday. Alter is a political author and commentator for MSNBC. He's also an Illinois native. Alter says Wednesday's events will rank with two other dates in U.S. history as among the darkest our country has seen.
Well, you know, the darkest days in American history were the Battle of Antietam in the Civil War and 9/11. And I think, will continue to be regarded as the darkest days. But the most disgraceful, shameful day in American history was yesterday. And I don't really think there's any day that is even close. We've never seen anything like this, a president of the United States inciting violence in order to prevent the peaceful transfer of power. This was something that we've seen in banana republics and other countries around the world. The United States has always stood for democracy, representative government, and the peaceful transfer of power ever since John Adams, who was very bitter about his loss to Thomas Jefferson in the election of 1800. And at that time, there was no tradition anywhere in the world, not just in the United States, anywhere in the world of a peaceful transfer of power. And yet Adams did so, and that set a precedent that has kept until our own time. So this is very, very serious stuff. And I don't go quite as far as Ulysses Grant when he said there are only two parties now in America, patriots and traitors. But I think we're kind of in that vicinity. And that if you were on the wrong side of this, and after the Electoral College met, we're still trying in a thoroughly unconstitutional way to overturn the results of this election, you have a lot to answer for, and I think you should leave public life.
The state of our democracy. This morning you tweeted a photo of Jimmy Carter bruised and battered. Do you think yesterday is the end of something, the beginning of something, the middle of something? Where is American democracy?
I don't know, and it pains me that I'm not confident enough to speculate that we can make our way back. But I am encouraged by, I was actually calmed and reassured by the ritual of democracy that Democrats and Republicans agreed they needed to complete at 4 a.m. I was covering it on MSNBC, so I was awake, you know, when the vice president brought down the gavel, which confirmed his own defeat. He had to announce his own defeat, as Al Gore did in 2000. So that was a good sign, a reaffirmation of the majesty of our democracy. So we're down, but we're not out. And we have a president who is committed to trying to repair some of this breach. We need legislation to make sure that voter suppression doesn't happen. And we need accountability for those who threatened our democracy. I agree with Joe Biden that when the United States decides it wants to do something, it can really get it done. But that doesn't mean that these folks who, these domestic terrorists of yesterday, are going anywhere. And so we're going to be dealing with this for a long time, unfortunately.
That's Jonathan Alter, a Chicago native who's an author and political commentator. His most recent book is a biography of former President Jimmy Carter. You can find his full conversation with 21st host Brian Mackey at 21stshow.org. Finally, our cool, cloudy weather continues today. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies with a chance of flurries and a high of 34 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Tony Arnold, Jenna Dooley, Dana Cronin, and The 21st Show. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.